Welcome back to Stop the Movie, I Want to Get Out. Hollywood makes bad movies. We make fun of them. Today's episode, this is a little different.
It's not Hollywood.
This is right. Normally we make fun of big budget movies.
What's Spanish for Hollywood? Hollywood.
That's right. That's right. Barcelona's worst. That's what we're doing today. This is not a big budget movie, but it is on Netflix Instant, Monster Dog, which stars Alice Cooper, but I would put an asterisk after that because it stars Alice Cooper's visuals only.
Right.
Does not star his voice, as we'll get into.
His physical appearance is there.
This is a crazy early 80s horror film, and I'm actually going to... let me introduce everyone. I'm going to introduce everyone in a minute.
What is going on here?
We're off the rails.
Jack's rendition of the theme song.
Alex is actually morphing into a werewolf as we speak. He's a little distracted.
So I'm here, as always. I'm Alex Dunbar. I'm here with Jack Esterbrook.
Hello.
Cody Wolf.
Hey.
Andy Wolf.
Hello.
Brian Mueller.
What's going on?
And Cody Wolf is going to lead us through the treacherous terrain that is Monster Dog.
Well, right.
He has
Jack's actually reading the box right now, trying to understand the plot points.
I'm just admiring this box art. This poster, I'm going to say, is phenomenal.
I want to buy that poster, actually.
Reading the box art helped me understand what's going on in this film.
A classic werewolf adventure with a unique twist. Monster Dog will hold you in the grip of fear as it unleashes new dimensions of terror.
What was the twist?
I don't know if there was a werewolf after all.
Oh no, there was a twist. There's a twist.
All right, well, we'll get it. All right, Cody, let's let Cody start and take us through one of the crazy, really just one of the weirdest movies we've done on this show and most incomprehensible films that we've done so far. Cody?
Well, I'll start off by saying that I know of this movie and have this movie because I love Alice Cooper. Grew up listening to Alice Cooper. We discovered this movie a long time ago.
I hope the song that they sang at the beginning wasn't the first song you heard of.
No, it definitely wasn't. No. I'd already been a fan for a while. But
I was hooked after.
There's actually a scene in this movie that scared me when I was a kid. When we watched it, we had to turn it off.
Yeah, we did.
Really? I was scared of it.
I
was like 8 years old.
Well, let's jump in.
Was it the opening song?
I love that song.
Was it Alice Cooper's song? His overall haggard appearance in this film?
Well, he had just gotten out of rehab at that point. That's why he looks haggard. But
can you just jump ahead? What scene scared you?
It is the scene when they're singing the second song. We'll get there when they're singing the song.
See Me in the Mirror.
When they're shooting the video and the body falls through the window
for no reason, by the way.
Right.
Okay.
Poor Josh.
I was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
Because that did frighten me too. Because I was already having trouble with the plot, and then a body just fell in the middle of a room.
I could see how maybe a young child could find that particular shot disturbing.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was definitely.
Well, you know,
it was
a young child. Cody was 18. You know, whatever.
Okay, so actually, the Wolf family has a long and storied history with Monster Dog.
And with Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
I've seen Alice Cooper five times. I'm going to go see him again
in a couple weeks. Last name like Wolf, you have to be.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
So that's why we found this movie and why I actually ended up buying this movie years later to actually finish watching it. So this movie kind of is... I enjoy this movie, even though it's terrible.
Oh, yeah, right. I do, too. And you know why?
Because atmosphere.
This is going to be
atmosphere and mood.
If you liked our happening episode, I think you'll like this one. Okay,
I actually love it as well.
See,
what?
I'm telling you, three against two already.
Here?
I'm going to move to another area of the room.
I'm sorry.
Because what? It's just a horror film.
You're a closet Monster Dog fan.
There's plenty of things
because
to talk
it's so,
about.
You know what? I don't bring it up in public very much, but you know, this movie is just so bad. I love it so much. It's ridiculous.
There's a lot to talk about,
like,
but it's still
a
fun movie.
So. I'm like holding my head in my hands right
Jack
now.
Jack and I break into identity crisis pretty often. We'll just start singing it to each other.
It's his ringtone.
It is my ringtone, actually. Anyways, so the movie opens up with some of the most, the worst credit sequence I've ever seen. It like burns my eyes. It's just like a red.
It's black on red.
Yeah.
It looks like someone made it on PowerPoint.
Well, yeah. Well, it's in black for about 45 seconds. Just some.
Yeah. Some weird.
You're like.
It's the overture.
I was checking my TV because I thought maybe my video cable isn't hooked up right because I'm here as audio.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, red.
And the red, yeah.
It's always a good start when a movie makes you check your audio.
Let me check my video cable. I don't make.
So after about 3 minutes of just crazy, just red on black or black on red credits. It cuts into the first music video of the movie.
Vincent Raven.
No explanation.
It's just Alice Cooper singing this song that he wrote for the movie called Identity Crisis. It's one of the worst videos you'll ever see. But
one of the worst songs you'll ever hear.
It's a good song, Brian. I swear to God.
It's a good song. It's a fun song.
Yeah, it's fun, Andy. It's fun. What's a fun song?
So throughout the video, they keep cutting to shots of a van driving down a road. And it cuts back and forth between the video.
We might have to have Brian sit over there.
I think so.
Get away from us.
Sorry, go ahead.
And by the way, they're not explaining. Like, if this is supposed to be like, oh, we're kind of giving you some information but not giving it away. No, it's just confusing. It's not clear if the shots of the van are from the music video.
Oh, right. Or well, it becomes clear in a second.
It does. In a second, eventually,
the video ends and it cuts back into the van where Alice Cooper, he's playing a character named Vincent Roberts, who his stage name, because he's a rock star, his stage name is Vincent Raven.
Mm-hmm. And the great thing about this, too, is that...
We have a monster cat in there.
Callus creating some confusion here.
Here's 1980, whatever. They have a freaking TV in the van and a VCR.
Yeah, and he pops the tape.
He pops the tape
best
out.
Best part of the whole movie.
And the woman who's driving goes, oh, it's great, isn't it? And Alice Cooper says, oh, it's not bad, she goes. And he goes, not bad, it stinks.
So even so Alice Cooper.
Saying, this video stinks.
I interject right here? The song pops up, the music video pops up, it's Alice Cooper. He's singing the song, he's performing it, it's really him, he's really singing it. Then they cut to the van, the girl pops the tape out. That was good, wasn't it? Good, it stinks. And it's not his voice.
It is not his voice. Yeah,
he was dubbed over.
Alice Cooper's voice is dubbed.
Which is jarring as an Alice Cooper fan.
Oh, it's totally actually kind of close, though. There's
no, it's not even kind of close.
No, it's not.
Well, it's closer than, say, they used like Barry White's voice.
It's kind of like...
It's closer than if they had John Leguizamo dubbing over.
But I just thought it was great that
he
recognized how crappy it was.
And I'm like, all of my questions can be prefaced this way. In the world of this movie, we're expected to believe that the first time Vincent Raven is seeing the music video of his song.
It's in the van.
It's a TV VCR combo in a moving van.
Yeah. Yes, I guess
so. That's really the conditions you want to see something like that.
He's not a hands-on type of guy.
Yeah.
So then they explain that, because he says, oh, you know, stinks, the next one's got to be better. They explain that they're going to his childhood home, which is a big mansion in the middle of the country,
right,
I guess.
Right.
To shoot a new video for another song.
Okay.
But they never make clear who these people are. Are they the band members? Are they just...
At one point in the movie, I was like...
I think
at one point, the woman says something like, I am the best video.
I think the girl is the director.
They act like they're...
One of the guys is the photographer. One of the guys is the sound guy. And then they've got a pretty girl who's like the model who acts in the movie.
But some of the other ones who were shooting it seem to also appear in the video.
Oh, wait. And there's another girl who was shooting. Who was the other girl then? There were three women.
Yeah,
one was his girlfriend.
Yeah, one is his girlfriend, but she's also the director of the video. Then there's the girl who's like supposed to be like the actress.
The other one was makeup. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, makeup. That's right.
I guess they did kind of make that clear, I guess.
Eventually,
it like
you're right,
a
though.
Scene from Scooby Doo. They're all in this big.
I said that when I watched. I'm like, oh, Scooby Doo.
But this is really
episode.
Funny because
they're all in the back laughing.
He turns around and he looks, and they're all laughing like, right. And they're wearing these cheesy sweaters.
I know. I was waiting for Scooby to pop up.
These are like the most unhip rock stars I've ever seen. They're wearing these cheesy like reindeer sweaters and turtlenecks and
So
they look like JCPenney catalogs.
So they explain they're going to this house, and Vincent Raven says something about his. He hasn't been in this house since he was a kid, and he's talking about Joss, the caretaker, and how he remembers him being old when he was a kid, and he can't wait to see him and see how old he is, whatever.
He's been locked in the house for 20 years.
Right. So they cut to the house at night, and they show Joss making sandwiches, and he's not really that old either. He's like 60 at that point.
Yeah.
So he's probably like 40 when he saw him last time.
Right.
Which
isn't old.
This, yeah.
Right? I agree.
40, not old.
Yeah. No.
So, best years of your life. So this shows Joss, he hears some noise in the house, whatever. He walks through the house, and he opens the front door, and there's a bunch of dogs sitting outside the door. And all these sound effects, like, you know, these dogs growling sound really mean, but the dogs look pretty friendly, actually.
They do.
Guys sitting there looking around.
One's looking at the camera, like, hey.
Yeah.
When one dog is running, the tongue is, like, hanging out of his mouth, like he's panting, like, friendly.
Right, because it's not like they're all, like, Dobermans or There's like, you know, big fluffy dogs in there and friendly looking dogs.
Like there's like a poodle in there.
It's like an Alpo commercial.
Yeah, but they have all these like rrr, rrr, sounds. So then it cuts away
even
from
the
that.
Dogs got dubbed over.
Well, it was Italian. What dogs, did you call?
And it just cuts away.
Italian girls are.
It cuts back to the van and they get stopped at a roadblock and now all of a sudden it's nighttime. Vincent's all of a sudden driving the van, right? And there's lots of fog.
Oh, yes, no, there's true. Not just lots of fog in this scene. Humidity is at about 200% in the entire movie. Everywhere you go, condensate. I mean, there is fog everywhere. I picture people in the bathroom surrounded by fog. Like, no one can see anything.
I think the movie The Fog running. Had less fog than this.
Yeah.
It's called atmosphere.
So they pull
atmosphere,
over.
Atmosphere, guys.
They pull up.
Mood and atmosphere.
They pull up to this roadblock, and the two cops are explaining to them there's this this problem in the town. These dogs are going crazy and attacking people. Five people have been killed by dogs.
I think it's, yeah, packs of wild dogs.
Yeah. So they're telling them, you know, be careful out there. And
well, then, let's talk about this. Then Vincent Raven and the cop realize that the cop remembers Vincent Raven from when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
To which Vincent Raven, best line in the movie.
Yeah, yes, go ahead.
Where
go
Vincent Raven's
great.
Like, I used to sit on your lap and piss all over your pants. And I'm like,
and everyone breaks out in laughter.
And I'm like, that's not like funny at all. That's disgusting.
How old were you when you were doing this?
In what scenario would he be pissing on a cop's lap?
Yeah, just sure to come over here.
Is he like,
come over, Vincent, I'm a lap.
How would he be, if he's old, if he was remembering this, he had to be like 5 or 6 years old, which means that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Come on, Vincent, come over to old Uncle Gregorio and piss on his pants.
Yeah, just for old time's sake. Let fly with a golden shower on me right now.
Okay. Wouldn't he be pissing his pants too, though, if he was.
Yeah.
I mean, assuming. You know.
All right, enough piss talk.
Wow.
Okay.
We should say pee.
Wow.
Yeah. We should say number one. He goes number one all over his pants in case there's children listening.
So, okay, is this the point when the crazy old man in a
what happens next
shows up?
They go
I love
Vincent
this.
And then drive away.
They leave in there, the cops,
and then the cops hear something in the woods, and so they both go into the woods and of course are killed by
a rubber
monster
mask.
Dog a rubber mask
yeah
yeah that, was that the part where sort. No it's not the part where it comes out yet though, is it?
Yeah, right there.
You get a brief
like
flat.
the worst sculpted head I've ever seen.
A wet rubber mask just pokes out
this
from
is
a
this is totally like a mask that you buy at a department store at Halloween sale.
There's no movement to the face or nothing. It's just kind of like
so then it comes back and the Vincent and his friends are driving down the road in the fog.
I love this.
And all of a sudden a dog just runs out in front of them and they run it over.
Right.
Yep.
So they get out of the car and he's feeling bad. He's got to go find the dog.
Of course.
And so they find the dog laying in the road.
And this
and it's laying there and he's like, okay, we got to move the dog off the road.
It seems okay. So they only pick a broken paw.
They pick the dog because he's like, oh, it's live, but not for long. But they pick the dog up to move it and the dog's obviously completely fine. He's like looking like, hey, why are you picking me up? Like he's he's not like hurt or bleeding or anything. It's just a normal dog that they're picking up and moving on the side of the road.
And then,
so veterinarian Alice Cooper.
Well,
he decides he has to smash the dog's head with a rock. Now, as Cody said, I understand that the animal wranglers on set wouldn't want a dangerous dog to interact with the actors, but the dog not only looked friendly when they picked it up, it also didn't appear wounded. Now I can understand. If this dog were bleeding a lot and had, like, its eyeball hanging out, okay, I've got to finish it off. It's suffering. I can understand that. This dog totally looked like it just had a broken paw. And instead of saying, well, we could just take it with us or wrap it up.
Put out his misery.
I've got to put it out of its misery. And he lifts up this rock in slow motion. And
this is the first continuity. I love watching. I love finding errors.
Okay.
This is the first one.
You love continuity.
He picks a rock up to kill a dog, and there's already blood all over the rock before he even hits him.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Oh, yeah.
That rock has been used before.
He picks up, he's got this look on his face, and there's blood on the rock, and people are like, then they cut to the other people, like, he's got to do it. And he brings it down, and then they cut back to the same shot with the blood on the rock. So it's like the first of many bad edits in this film. There's a lot of bad, weird cutaways.
Yes. Oh, yes. There's scenes where he's, there are a lot of bad
edits. Sometimes kill dogs.
So then, then them two end up going in the woods.
Well, they come back.
I think
the
they
van.
Hear something.
They come back
to
the van, and the old man comes out.
Oh, that's when the old man comes out.
The old man covered in blood.
There's an old man who's straight out of Friday the 13th.
Right. You're all gonna die.
Oh, wait, the guy, this old man in a tattered, bloody shirt, literally pops out of the woods, grabs a girl, and starts talking to her. And instead of everybody freaking out, she's like, "Who are you?
Yeah,
who are you?"
Yeah, he's
old man in a Wilson? Bloody shirt just popped out of the woods, and you're like, "Oh, who are you?"
Yeah, and he's yelling, "Everyone, you're all doomed. You're all gonna die. Blah blah blah." And then he just wanders off into the woods.
He just goes back in the woods, antsy.
Yeah.
And Vincent and his girlfriend decide, oh, we can't leave him here. We got to take him to a hospital. Right. So they go to look for him. And that's when they see the rubber mask in the bush.
Yes.
And run back to the van.
And run back to the van.
And don't tell anybody.
And don't tell anybody about it. They're just like, they just
right.
Like,
what'd you see? Oh, nothing. He makes some joke about what they saw.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you just say, holy crap, we just saw some freaking weird, you know, monster. I mean, something.
He didn't want to scare him. Cats and dogs out.
Here's a ridiculous part here. This goes back kind of to the 88 minutes thing, where in that one, they like basically revealed at the beginning that one guy was indeed the killer. But then later in the movie, they try to go back and make you think like, oh, maybe Al Pacino was wrong. Maybe that guy isn't the killer.
But what's
in this
the point,
one,
man?
They try to create the suspense that the Vincent guy might be the werewolf, the monster dog. But he sees clearly from the beginning, that
it's this old man.
They are not that he's not the monster dog because they're looking at each other in that scene. So why not just like, why do that?
It's a very valid question.
I'm asking the monster dog experts.
Why make it look like Vincent is the monster dog?
Why do that scene and completely take the suspense away that guy might be indeed the monster dog?
Vincent or the bloody
Vincent.
Guy?
Vincent. Basically what he's saying
because rest of the movie, Vincent's the monster dog, I know it.
But the audience knows that that's not true.
When you know it's not him.
We never claimed it was a well-written movie.
Okay. All right.
But you don't know that the other guy's the monster dog yet.
Oh my god.
You don't know. He comes out. He says,
"He's bloody." He walks into the woods.
Who says he's the monster dog?
He walks into the woods.
The old man
walks
into the woods in a bloody shirt.
His shirt looks like he just hulked out.
He could have been like one of
the covered in
not the monster dog, but the I don't know puppy dog. Puppy monster dog. Or
he was Scrappy.
One of the puppies.
He's,
yeah,
you're saying
he's Scrappy
Doo. Okay.
Right.
He's Scrappy Doo.
I'm saying.
Okay.
Thank you.
We don't know who Scooby Monster Doo is. Yeah.
So the gang pulls up to the house.
I don't know if you noticed too, though, but as they're driving, I don't know if you noticed this. On the dashboard is a gallon of milk.
Yes, I did notice that. I made a notation of that
like
on my Twitter.
Down as a gallon of, like a half gallon of milk.
Yep. Yes.
Wow, what a rock star Vincent is.
Yeah. He's wearing,
anybody want some vitamin D?
Drugs, sex, and 2%.
Come on, man. Woo! Everyone's doing it. So then they pull up to the house, and there's a banner on the front that says, "Welcome, Vincent," or whatever, "Welcome home."
Right.
But this place looks completely abandoned and desolate.
It does, doesn't it?
Nice welcoming committee. It's
looks like
an
animal.
Well, they go into the house. They're looking for Joss. They can't find Joss.
Then they find sandwiches.
They find the sandwiches he made, though.
And the entire crew goes to town on these sandwiches.
They're really into these sandwiches.
They're hungry.
Meanwhile, Vincent takes a gun. Meanwhile,
this one's got Swiss.
Yes. I love cucumbers.
Someone get the milk. It's in the van. I left it on the dash.
Vincent takes a gun and he goes looking for Joss, I guess?
Yeah,
why take a gun?
Because he knows there's monster dogs.
Okay.
Running around.
Which the
he
gun?
He knows this.
Yeah. See the cobwebs on that gun?
Yeah.
Oh my god, there's the cobwebs on that gun. What's Joss been doing for
that shit? Joss is a piss poor housekeeper.
When he's walking up the stairs, the staircase has cobwebs all over.
Yeah, what the hell has Joss been doing for 20 years?
Making sandwiches. Do you see how many sandwiches those are?
Joss is like Alfred from the Batman movies if Alfred only made sandwiches.
Yeah. So. Vincent goes looking through the house, can't find Joss.
For like 15 minutes.
Yeah, he's just...
And they one of the,
it's a big house. It's a big
house. One of these great things, I love what they do, the one room, the lamp's just swinging.
Yeah,
and it keeps swinging.
No reason.
Like the whole house is rocking back and forth, because it keeps going. It keeps going.
Yeah, what is motoring that light?
I know, it's weird.
I think there's a mouse just playing Tarzan up on that sucker, just kind of, wee, it never stops. I don't know, it's a theory.
So then it goes to... that night, I guess, right? They go to sleep.
They go to sleep.
It shows Vincent sitting alone in a room reading. And then it goes to the girls laying in bed together, sleeping in bed. And one
hey
of
now.
Them,
wait, did Vincent go read the old book yet?
Not yet.
No.
He's reading it, but they don't show
we
him.
Don't, the audience doesn't know this.
Okay.
So the girl wakes up, and she gets out of bed, and the old man comes into the room. all bloody.
One of the three girls.
Oh God, I don't even.
And so he starts saying the same stuff. You're all going to die. He's starting to convince her that Vincent is the werewolf. Saying that Vincent, he's the werewolf. He's going to kill you all, blah, blah, blah.
And then the other two girls in the bed are dead and bloody.
They're bloody. And so he starts.
Chasing her?
Yeah. I can't remember exactly.
They're like chasing around. No,
he goes to grab her.
He starts grabbing her shirt strangely, right. Like and trying like, to pull
so
it off.
I'm like, come off. And it doesn't.
Okay. Yeah, well.
And she gets away.
Now we're starting to understand why Andy likes monster dog.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, she's running it now. There is an obvious.
She gets away.
There's an obvious.
Andy identified with that old man trying to rip that young girl's shirt off.
Yeah. So he chases her through the house, and everywhere she goes, everyone's died.
Coincidentally.
And he starts taunting her like she's locked in this room, and he's like, come on out, perhaps we'll spare you, things like that. She kicks the door down and he's gone. She goes to find Vincent. Vincent's sitting in his chair. Then Vincent turns around and he's a monster.
He's got Thriller makeup on.
Yeah, it's like Thriller makeup.
Like bad Thriller makeup.
Now let me, this entire sequence is what, like 5-10 minutes long?
It takes forever.
I thought it was clearly a dream at first, but it went on for so long.
No, but they made it clear it was a dream because on her
shirt
it said dream. So,
oh, are you serious?
Yeah, it says dream right on her shirt.
It says dream on her shirt.
That's ridiculous.
You didn't see that?
I did not. That's ridiculous.
Literally. You know what? It was so blatant, you just didn't even think about it.
You should have kept the theme going.
So I'm like, oh, this is a dream.
I should have kept
reality. When she wakes up, it says reality on her shirt.
Or else wants Monster Dog on his shirt.
I can't even believe you're, oh my God, that is ridiculous.
First to die, you know, things like that.
Why am I in this movie?
Bug.
Wow. Okay.
So she wakes up. She wakes up and everyone's like, what's wrong?
Everyone else is in the room.
Yeah, then like the whole crew gets in the
and
bed.
And some of the worst freaking writing right here. They all jump on the
bed.
Like,
can you imagine Vincent is a werewolf? Ha 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 ha.
This is some of the worst dubbing in the movie.
We're
too.
Bad dubbing, bad
This is
writing,
a foreign film
everything.
For those who haven't caught that on at this point.
But she tells... She tells Vincent about the dream and how in her dream he turned into a werewolf. And everyone else is joking around laughing. He looks concerned. Then it cuts to him reading the book.
He's apparently gone back downstairs.
But what's up with this book? This book looks like it's like 200 years old.
And it's got a picture of Lon Chaney Jr. in it.
He opens a picture of Lon Chaney Jr. as a werewolf man.
You're right. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Yep.
It's all tattered.
It's the fourth edition.
It's the cheapest.
Updated.
Worst for 1992.
Updated now with Lon Chaney Jr.
Couldn't even get just like a drawing.
They had photography in the 18th century. I'm not aware of this.
You know, I forgot. I didn't realize that. You're right.
A drawing.
He's looking and there's like Twilight New Moon in one of the chapters.
It's like a promotional picture from the Wolfman.
Yeah, it's just like pasted on a page too.
I must look at the ancient oracles to see the origins of werewolves. Yeah.
So his hot girlfriend comes down.
Yeah, this is the lamest
to,
scene.
To talk to him.
Well, and here's where you get some plot.
You get a little plot. We
call this a writer's convenience.
Well, because she starts teasing him because he's afraid of, you know, he says something about werewolves being real and there's this disease that turns people into madmen and she starts.
It's a heart condition.
What, are you going to go
her
to
whole, like her whole reasoning? Her, in like
her whole reasoning.
Seconds.
I love the reasoning why there
her
can't be werewolves.
Yeah, is I am one of the top video professionals in the world.
Most recognized video professional.
Yeah, you are one of the biggest rock stars in the world. You can fly in a plane from here and be in Australia tomorrow and on all this reasoning. So, of course, there can't be
There's
werewolves.
No werewolves.
Because I can make videos. I don't know.
And then number two, if he's such the big star that he is, why is he shooting a video with four people?
Yeah.
In a home camcorder.
Music videos require the work of at least dozens, if not more, professionals.
He's so big, but he's going to have like
but
this
home really camcorder. The band is shooting their own like, point of view video.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
But then he goes into talking about how he knows there's werewolves because when he was a kid, the same thing that was happening now with the packs of dogs and stuff was happening back then.
Well, yeah,
and I will say, which is a much better argument than being able to fly in a plane.
Well, it's great too. Well, it's great too because it's great too because he says that they blamed his father for the previous.
Well, his father had the disease that he's talking about.
The heart disease,
the lycanthropy or whatever, and so they blamed his father and they hunted him down and killed him.
They stabbed him with pitchforks and burned him alive. And Vince decides, hey, let's go back to my hometown. There's great memories there.
Hey,
let's go shoot
back in town.
I'm coming back home.
The town
is where Tom killed my father.
And then everyone knows that he's there with the big sign that says,
welcome Vincent.
Hey, Vince is back, that son of a bitch.
Right? Yeah. Great plan. Let's go home.
Such fun memories.
I remember
here.
This one time
hey, that's
the villagers killed my dad.
That's where he is. Pitchforked to death.
So it's the next scene where they start shooting the video.
Oh yeah, wait. So then it goes to them. Worst rock star ever. Then his like girlfriend is like propositioning him to come up to bed. He's like, no, I'm just gonna keep sitting here and read this,
staring at this picture of Lon Chaney.
I'm gonna read this antique book.
I'm just staring at a picture of Lon Chaney.
God, what a lame rocker.
So, yeah. Then it cuts to like
he has milk and reads books.
So wears sweaters.
It cuts to a musical montage of them setting up, getting ready for the video.
Some douchebag with a light meter him running around. Oh.
And like, a light meter shooting video.
Video. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I mean, I know Alice Cooper in real life wears a fair amount of makeup. Did
not
we need
much,
5 minutes of him putting on makeup in the... I mean, like... You can edit things. You didn't need to give us all of your raw.
That's a
weird
mobile
story.
Yeah,
it's not
they probably because they like put some makeup on, and then he like looks at the girl. And he looks back in the mirror. And he's like trying to decide whether it was like a weird like.
There was
like, what is this?
Does it work?
They had to get the feature length. That's all.
And can we let's give everyone give their impression of what was going on in this video? I viewed it as a goth version of Gone with the Wind. I don't know.
Well,
I could not understand the storyline of what they were
doing. The song
is
about vampires. It's about him being a vampire.
Okay.
It's called See Me in the Mirror.
So it's like Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I guess so.
Oh, yeah.
It's,
okay.
So I don't know what the exact theme of the video was. It was just him singing to a mirror.
It was
then,
just...
Then his girl, or one of the girls walking downstairs...
Right, okay. It was just going to be one continuous shot, I believe. Just one continuous
I don't know.
Shot
of him staring at a mirror. It's him staring in a mirror for like 10. It's like the first
like
verse
the first
of the song.
Two verses, yeah.
Yeah, and those guys are so close to him, like circling around him during the video. I really was confused if they were in it or not. Because they're staying like 2 feet from him when he was singing.
The boundaries between the crew and the band are not clear.
Yeah, right.
Made worse by the fact that once again. Humidity 200%. There is just clouds moving through the inside of this mansion.
I wanted to mention too earlier.
Maybe they're using a
I'll get back to this, but earlier when they're talking to the, I was just reminded this about him being a rock star. When they're talking about to the sheriff, and they're like, "Oh, you're Vincent Raven. Oh. You did that song, 'My Mom Is Gone.'" Like that was some like, why would he? That was like
that was
a weird title for like,
Spain.
Yeah, like this weird. I don't know. It's just
I'm hoping that was lost in translation.
My
or
mom
something.
Is gone. Like Vincent Raven's big song was "My Mom Is Gone." Like. Where'd she go?
You don't know. That could be the best song ever.
So
don't judge a song by its title.
Yeah, during this video,
they cue the girl to walk down the stairs, and as she's walking down the stairs, she sees in one of the windows up above, there's
a silhouette of us.
There's a light set
window.
Up in there.
Yeah,
obviously, because the light is from one of their own lights because it's daytime outside. So, but there's a silhouette of a guy like standing in the window.
Now the viewers think it's part of the music video.
So once again, let's clarify. In the world of this movie, someone set a light up there for
the
music video and neglected to notice there was a dead body.
Up against the window.
Pushed up against the window. So they just didn't pop. Yeah.
So she's coming down the stairs. She keeps seeing the body in the window. And as soon as the song ends, the body, for like we said earlier, for no reason whatsoever, just crashes
perfect
through the
timing.
Window. Just crashes right through the window, falls down, on, like right in front of this girl. She screams. And this was the scene that scared me when I was a kid.
The best part of this is the reaction. Does anyone notice the reaction of the first person who runs up to this girl? Okay, so this girl basically just had a dead body practically fall on her. She's freaking out. She's like, you know, screaming. This other girl runs up and she's like, oh, here. Blow your nose.
Yes. Yes.
I don't
yes.
Know, really? I don't know.
She says. She says. She says. She says. Here, blow your nose. That's the way. Is what she says.
That's the way.
That is the worst medical advice anyone has ever given.
Did they not know?
You're in shock. Blow your nose.
Here, blow.
That
like, that's the way.
Was a translation off in that part of the film
know.
Or something?
No, I think they're like handing her a tissue.
It would have been funny if later on
the guy
gets his arm bitten off. They're like, blow your nose.
The guy's getting burned to death. Blow your nose.
Yeah. For the love of God, get that phlegm out of there.
I feel better now.
If you're going to die, at least do it with a clear nasal cavity.
So this is where the movie takes off. This is
where
it goes right into the third
takes
act.
Off does not even begin to explain
it. Out, because there's so no go, stopping here until they play that crappy song at the end again.
Oh, Brian. So they decide they rush upstairs to see, you know, where this body came from and if
it's
anyone
Joss, by the way.
It's
did
Joss.
You mention that?
Fell out of the window.
Poor Joss. The last thing he did was make those sandwiches.
And they leave the
and
they
he
leave
didn't,
the
he didn't get
well, they leave the girl
it.
Behind.
Right,
leave
Angela is her name.
Leave Angela behind, who's just
she had to
in
take
shock.
Her Claritin.
Yeah, so she they go upstairs. Of course, there's no one up there. It's just some like little closet, or whatever.
Yeah.
There's no one up there, and then one of them goes, "Where's Angela, anyways?" And Alice Cooper says, oh, we mustn't leave her alone. It's like he just left her alone.
That guy picked up that one thing off the ground. He's like, hey, this might be a clue to the killer. What do you think? And it was just completely ignored.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with anything. You think this is a clue, and then nothing was a reference again? It's almost like a Scooby-Doo moment.
Like Fred doing something, and Wim was like, oh, stop it, Fred.
So Angela's downstairs. She sees the old man coming again, which I wasn't sure if this was a vision or whatever. But
I wrote a note. Crazy old man, blood-soaked philosopher is back in the movie. Awesome.
And he didn't say anything. He just looked at her.
Yeah.
And then she disappears. She walks outside. They go downstairs. They're like, she's gone. So Vincent tells them, pack everything up, get everything in the van. We're going to go as soon as I find Angela. So he goes running out.
Angela's
gone. She's now wandering the
countryside. But I love the bad continuity edits because I don't know if anybody else knows. I just noticed it today, actually. But the guy, one of the guys, they cut away. He's telling everybody to stay there. They cut to a shot of one of the dudes, and he's got a red mark. He's all bruised up. They cross the access, and it was really jarring. They took a shot from later on when he gets punched and all that. Oh. They took a shot and cut it in earlier for some weird cutaway. I don't know why they had a cutaway, but it's kind of like,
I really get the vision this movie was shot with the same techniques that the music video in the movie was
just
shot
so
with.
Bizarre. It's like,
so that was actually a behind the scenes featurette.
Yeah. I actually think the camera equipment that you see in the movie is the equipment that they used to shoot it.
That may have been. That was
so. And one of my favorite images in the entire movie: Alice Cooper goes running into the countryside with a gun, wearing his David Bowie like space.
He's done up all rock star. His hair is poofed. His makeup.
So he's going out to find Angela with his gun. It's broad daylight too.
And so
they start packing the van.
Rednecks shows up.
Including one who looks like a Cuban militant.
Yeah. Cuban Ringo Starr.
Before
they show up, it just shows like shots. Like they're trying to call like the police or whatever, and it just shows a shot all of a sudden. This guy, like this Cuban guy, cutting a phone wire.
Right.
That was weird too.
Where did this guy come from? Like he's just there all of a sudden. Yeah. But then they show him driving up. There's like four of them, four rednecks.
There's three rednecks and a guy who looks like a Cuban military.
Well, one looks like a Cuban military guy. One looks like he walked right out of a Western.
Spaghetti Western, yeah.
The other two, it's just
one looks like a fisherman.
Yeah. It's like this weird.
They all have specialized skills.
Just off the docks and go get fish.
They're like a super team.
It's like this weird, weird band.
One was Aquaman.
So
it's great because they like start talking
I love this. Now.
They're all like creepy and weird.
Well, they have guns too.
They have guns.
Well, let's talk friendly like over a beer. What are you real friendly like?
We're looking for.
And
they're like,
and the one. What do you think?
The one. Yeah, the one kid. The one kid's like, yeah, let's. If there's more of us, more guns.
More guns is more defense from the dogs. Yeah.
Right after Vincent just got done with the story of how this house burned the father alive.
Yes.
And then they're like, yeah, we knew his dad. They're like, oh. Come on. Dad, that's okay. Are you the guys that killed him?
Jesus, a bunch of sandwiches in here. Was there milk?
I mean, and some Vincent, dead guy made a bunch of turkey sandwiches. We got extra.
And Vincent tells him, don't let anybody in. Right. So the first group of people they see with guns, looking creepy, coming. And the guy, too, with, I don't know if you noticed, the guy with who looks like he came out of a Western. He had like a tooth painted black.
It is obviously
painted black.
So they go into the house and immediately start attacking the.
Yeah, there's no even build up. The next scene, they like have them at gunpoint punching them. Yeah. I just imagine them coming right in and just going right to town. Like, you idiots.
Yeah. So they blow the tires out of the van. They're attacking them and they're telling them how they're going to kill Vincent Raven because Vincent Raven's father was a werewolf, so he's a werewolf too. So they're going to kill him because he's responsible for all the deaths. And
again, the girlfriend stands up and says, but there's airplanes, so there's no such thing as werewolves.
And they're right.
They have a silver bullet. No, they weren't right.
Vincent, or were they right?
They were. His father was a werewolf, and Vincent became one.
He became one later.
I blew the plot for you.
He became one later.
But I know. Spoiler alert. They did it.
But
I guess they didn't meet the old man in the bloody shirt.
They had a silver bullet. They're going to pierce his heart with a silver bullet. So Vincent finds Angela. They run back to the house. They're trying to get in the door.
The door's locked. They're not being let in.
And the redneck, the Western redneck, he's the lead redneck.
He's the rednecks.
He has a gun pointed at the door.
That should be his cast. I was cast as lead redneck in Monster Dog.
Lead redneck in Monster Dog.
So he's got the gun pointed at the door, and he tells the Cuban one, open the door when I tell you to. So Vince and Angela are banging on the door, and then Vince is like, oh, hold on, wait here. And he goes back to the van or something.
He's getting milk.
And of course,
he's like Popeye with spinach, cheese with milk.
So, So right then, of course, the redneck opens the door and he shoots
the first thing he
Angela
sees.
In the stomach, which I don't know why he didn't aim for the heart because the whole point was to shoot.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Right. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But he shoots this girl in the stomach. So she comes in the house. Of course, she falls over. She's dead. And other stuff happens.
Right, yeah. Pretty much other stuff happens. Nothing
Vincent,
really...
Vincent comes back to the door. He sees that she got shot. And then they start shooting at him and he runs away.
Right. He hunts them all down, shoots them. I mean, there's nothing really to talk about there.
Well, can we... Well, there's a little bit to talk about. Can we... First of all, we can talk about a scene where a guy's head explodes.
Yeah, that was like, pretty great awesome.
A pretty crazy
Oh, I forgot
effect.
About that. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That was the best part
can
of the movie.
Talk, I mean, like, there is exploding head
bad.
In this movie.
It was a
I
bad
guess
head
the dogs Have the dogs been introduced? Can we... Have
no.
we talked about
no,
the
no,
scene
no, no,
that's
why...
They come in a second,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He hunts them down, shoots them in a...
Out.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, he's
that's
pretty
the part
bad.
Where he's.
It's pretty bad.
Is that the part where he's James Bond or
well,
Billy the Kid?
That's
Billy, I'd
Billy,
Billy
the Kid.
Billy the Kid. More outlaw.
Right.
Yeah. So the rednecks are basically.
But
out
my favorite
movie,
thing too, again,
is,
yeah, yeah, they're yeah. all pretty fast.
My favorite thing about this again is he's wearing his spaceman outfit and he's shooting all these rednecks. It's just it's, yeah. it was always bizarre to
with
me.
That look on his face.
Yeah.
And every time I see Els Cooper, I want to take a razor and shave that one little patch of hair there. Drives me nuts.
Yeah, he does have this odd
anyway,
little patch of hair underneath.
It does. Just drives me
nuts. Does anyone else
anyway,
just find it odd that a guy weird. Who's like a rock star is like adept at just hunting people down with a shotgun and murdering them?
Well, I think that's supposed to lead
on
you
the character.
That's supposed
like,
to. I think
no
that's
one, no one really questions that. He
I think that's supposed to lead you
like,
to think that he's
just
a werewolf
trying to
too.
Find clues and stuff to just like, but he's not a werewolf yet. He's
right,
just
but
like
they're using
guy.
That to
he's
lead
all
you.
About murder. Yeah, he just yeah.
It'd be like
springs out of nowhere and just kills.
It'd be
them.
Like Adam Levine, the Maroon 5 guy. Just like you hear a story of how like he just hunted down and killed four people. And it's like, oh wow, I didn't know he had it in him.
Well, these people killed his father though.
I think Els Cooper's
that's true.
Yes,
see.
I'm just yeah.
Wait, wait, so what
happens? So anyway.
So they kill, he kills all the rednecks.
And then the dogs come.
The okay. dogs come at the same
well,
time.
Well, then there's that scene at night where he's just like.
Well, that comes
yeah.
up, yeah.
Oh, is that yeah, right? yeah
the dogs come in and kill
oh,
like,
is that
everyone.
Before? Okay.
Yeah, they
get
kill like
oh, yeah,
three of
them. Oh,
yeah,
that's a great scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dogs just come in, they kill. The one guy takes on. Well, the dogs eat like one guy, and then another
guy,
yeah. the monster dog comes
and
in.
And meanwhile, the dogs are eating this guy,
yeah.
and the girl wrestled the gun away from the Cuban guy.
And she's yelling.
And she's yelling, fight back!
Fight him off!
Fight him off!
Fight
off. And he's on the ground, they're literally gnawing his
like
arm off.
His internal organs yes. are exposed,
blow
and his
your
arm
nose.
Are being ripped
blow
off.
Your nose.
And she's just standing
blow
there with the
hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's some Kleenex!
She's seriously like, be a man.
Be a man, Frank.
Come on, you sissy! And then the guy who like has basically a skeleton hand at this point has to take like the gun from her and start shooting the monster dogs.
Yeah,
his like bone is literally like pulling the trigger.
Yeah. Which is not
well,
even,
and
not even
his...
the craziest dog related scene.
Well,
we have to talk about a scene where the girl is running from the dogs.
And these dogs look really happy and playful, by the way.
Yeah, the dogs are terrible actors. And you know, the girl's running from the dogs. She runs into a room, they shut the doors
yeah.
behind her.
Oh, they saw her ponytail off.
The sequence. Yeah, her hair gets
yep,
caught
yep.
in the door.
Yep.
How did that
the dog.
I don't know.
Start, the dog.
And it got, her hair got caught like above her head.
Yeah. And the dogs start eating the hair on the other side of the door. So there's like a dramatic scene of people in the room trying to quickly give her a haircut to get her free.
So then she sits down. Yeah, she sits in the corner, and the
starts
monster
blubbering.
Dog
crashes through the wall.
Through the wall.
Yeah. And then goes away.
And then disappears.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
and
it's
you,
like,
you really can't even
it. It had two
away.
Victims at its mercy, and it left.
We can't even describe
that
it as a
didn't
character.
Didn't have anything other than a face, so you could never
yeah.
show it.
We cannot true. Say the monster. We just have to say a rubber mask.
A rubber mask
a wet
broke
rubber
the wall.
Mask comes
and then,
the wall.
Covered in some petroleum
then
jelly.
Then Els Cooper shows up at the door, so they're trying to say, oh, he disappeared and Els Cooper was there. So,
right.
Ooh, is he the monster?
Well, that Mary Lou girl is screaming at him, you're the werewolf, you're a werewolf, I know it.
She's just breaking down, yep.
So then they just hang out in this room.
Nice night falls.
Yeah, and it cuts to...
They're, like, waiting it out.
The other girl, his girlfriend, wakes up. She goes out into the hallway, and she sees Vincent standing at the bottom, like Brian was just talking about. He's standing at the bottom of the stairs with all the dogs around him.
With all this creepy lighting.
And they're just...
Yeah,
you know,
but it looked good. That would look
it was
good.
Kind of a cool scene. But the dogs are... You have to roll your eyes.
That looked good.
I just,
no,
I just
that,
rolled my eyes.
That
yeah.
was that's nicely. I like it. Looks lit nice. And
atmosphere
nice. Atmosphere mood.
The dogs are laying on the ground now. They're all calm, and Vincent's sort of standing there like... In the middle of the dog, so it kind of looks like, is he controlling him, or is...
Yeah,
right,
but
he's
this is my question.
Him.
Is
yeah.
he a werewolf? Because...
No,
dogs,
not at this point. No,
but
no.
he's the heir apparent.
So
the
dogs
recognize
so the
him as the alpha, I think is what's
okay,
going
so
on.
Okay, so the
here.
Dogs basically are looking at him like the way like Republicans would look at like Mitt Romney. They'd be like, mm-hmm. oh, wait, he's not, you know... He could be the guy.
Yeah.
We got to respect him.
Let's not compare Els with Mitt, number one, okay?
Okay, well, yeah.
This is going to seem really topical when people watch this.
I don't know.
It's an analogy. It makes sense.
No, yeah, you can't compare Els Cooper
it's
to
an
anybody.
Analogy.
Okay.
So he decides, since the dogs are all calm now, that, okay, we got to go out. Let's leave now, since it looks like it's over, maybe. So he grabs the girl from the upstairs and his girlfriend, and they get in the car.
No keys!
They get in the redneck's car, and they realize, yeah. Oh, there's no keys.
Right.
So him and his girlfriend leave Angela alone again.
Yeah. Why did they leave her alone in the car? You'll be okay in here. Because yeah. She's like, you're not going to leave me alone, are you? You'll be okay in here.
Yes, we are going to leave you alone.
Because yeah. We're in a car.
There's milk on the dashboard.
With glass on it.
Yeah.
With glass.
There's a VCR in there. There's a VCR in there.
So I'll get some Kleenex.
Blow your nose.
Get a tape out. Watch the VCR.
This dog just burst through a wall, but yeah, they like these glass windows. Okay,
you'll be safe in the car.
So they go back upstairs to the attic where he killed all three rednecks. And they're searching the dead bodies. And, of course, the lead redneck isn't dead yet, and he grabs Vincent. He's choking him with the gun, and then his girlfriend shoots him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Kills him.
Yep.
I don't know why this happened.
Yeah, the guy was just chilling there. Yeah. He's playing possum on the hopes that they were coming.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
All night long. Yeah.
They'll come up. They'll need the keys. I know they're going to need the keys.
So they go back to the car. They start the car, they drive away. Oh, it's all over. Thank God. I can't believe it's over.
Why didn't they just use their
yeah.
own car?
Yeah, whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're driving away in the car. They don't
at Angela.
Even,
they yeah. don't notice.
They don't say, hey, Angela,
dead
what's up?
Girl yeah. in Angela's the car. Already
so
dead.
She flies forward.
This kind of scared me. This,
did it? But she
it
flops
a good,
forward.
It was a good jump scare.
Yeah. She flops forward. They look back at her and, like, oh my God. They don't know it's a freaking giant dog
yeah,
in the freaking backseat.
And then the monster dog again literally is like,
and it's huge. Just like, it takes up the whole freaking back of the car. And like, you didn't see that when he turned around?
Yeah. Hey, the car's dragging a little bit.
Yeah. Why are you looking at the rearview mirror? I don't have time.
Those rednecks didn't get in this oil change in the past 3,000 miles.
So the dog, yeah, the monster dog bites Vincent on the shoulder. He's got him in his you know,
clutches.
His maw.
His jaw clutches.
Yeah. So,
the girlfriend jumps
the
out.
Girl jumps out of the car, and he crashes the car.
While the car's moving.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm out of here.
See ya.
He crashes the car.
Tell her to jump.
Yeah, he does.
So, I do think she resists, and he says, jump,
just
damn
crash.
It.
Can we tell this?
Yeah, is that great?
The car's not moving fast. Like, she rolls out of the car with it going about five miles an hour.
It's like idling.
It goes for like another, like, I don't know, maybe 100 feet, and you hear it crash. She then just walks down the road. The car is now upside down,
rocking, keeps rocking nonstop. It's like the house. Yeah. White. It just keeps rocking. The wheels are still turning.
Yeah.
It's on a unique gravity system.
Yeah. So she hears a gunshot in the woods. She goes out to look for Vincent. She gets attacked by the old man. He grabs her. And he just lays it all out, he says. And I didn't catch this until last night. I watched this for the fourth time. I finally caught
I did too,
this
today.
Plot point. Is he yeah. says something about how...
His father.
His Vincent's father, when he was a werewolf, so apparently he was really a werewolf, bit the old man. Turned the old man into a werewolf. So the old man was the monster dog this whole time.
Right.
And then he bit Vincent to turn him into the king... werewolf right. for the
so
the,
he could die or whatever
but
so
that, the yeah. dogs did somehow know that Vincent was the
I guess,
heir
yeah. yeah
okay so
we'll, I don't,
we'll,
I don't know.
We'll switch it to another party so basically it's saying that like God, I don't even know how to do this. So that whatever it's, we'll make a democratic insert your own democratic joke here so that we can balance this podcast but so the dogs somehow knew that this old man had plans to, in the future, bite Vincent Raven so that someday Vincent Raven would be
well,
their
no,
boss?
I think, well, yeah, I'm
I don't
sure
think they knew.
I think he just didn't, because I think the monster dog was controlling the other dogs.
Well, I'm sure they had some type of monster
so
dog convention
have,
or something. You get all the dogs
yeah.
together and you
do they
kind of
vote? Yeah,
right.
I mean, they're delegates.
Yeah, right. You vote
okay.
for...
Okay.
You vote for the monster
who
dog.
Who we want the monster, the next monster
the
dog
next
to
monster
And
dog
then
to
they burn
okay.
the white smoke and all the dogs howl. And
okay.
The new
okay.
monster dog has been elected. And
wow, this is like mixing a lot of different...
I feel like that one... I feel like that one Doberman was looking at Alice Cooper and was like, he's got a lot of potential. You know?
Look at that little
this
patch of fur
charisma.
On his face.
Yeah.
That looks dog-like.
Yeah.
So
Raven in 012.
So
I'm glad they didn't call him Vincent Canine. I just want to say this right now. Because how many times have movies like used the
Vincent
cliches K-9. Where the
well, I should
name
say
Vincent Monster Dog.
Or Vincent Wolf.
I should say Vincent is Alice Cooper's real name, too. I don't know. If,
oh,
yes.
Yeah,
oh, I did not know that. Really?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought his real name was Alice.
Is that an IMDb trivia for this movie?
Might
that,
be.
That isn't.
Put that on there.
Yeah, I should.
So Vincent is the monster dog now, yeah.
But he's before he turns into the werewolf, he's yelling at his girlfriend to shoot him, kill him, and she does. And then she walks off, and that's the end of the movie.
Shoot me! And he starts to transform.
I'm sorry, that's not the end of the movie.
No, then we
have a transformation scene we haven't talked about.
Then we get the music video that opens
now,
the movie again.
Except
also
now
closes it.
Now it's spliced in with
shots from the movie.
Like the redneck standing there. And
yeah, but you know, yeah, when he turned into the monster dog, though,
that looked pretty bad. Like literally, he's holding a rubber mask to his face and like rolling on the ground.
Well, when he did it, but they had like a couple shots when he was turning that.
A few
that looked pretty decent
for what their budget was, I suppose.
Well, yeah, I was like, that kind of looks kind of creepy. It looked like Count Orlok type of a thing.
I guess.
But then all of a sudden, you see him. He's got his hands over his face. He's holding the mask.
There's an extreme close up.
It's such a bad mask. He's like.
I should say, too, the DVD menu has, like, a shadow, like, a werewolf. It was, like, the worst werewolf. It's not from the movie. It's not from anything I've ever seen. It's, like, a guy with, like, hair drawn on his face.
I have seen it, actually. A kid, when I was in first grade, drew something like that on a chalkboard.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Yeah. That's about all it is.
So she was probably the set design.
Should we close with the song? I like to use the song as an analogy for this movie. The lyrics of the song... It's called Identity Crisis, and I guess it fits in the movie because
a werewolf
and a human, it's kind of like that Jekyll and Hyde type thing, but this is a stretch. But the lyrics of the song are, sometimes I feel like James Bond, sometimes I feel like Billy the Kid, sometimes I feel like Sherlock Holmes, and sometimes I feel like Jack the Ripper, implying that these are opposites and odd things to be. Well, I honestly think that the different points of the film, he takes on these roles. Sometimes he's like James Bond, and that he's kind of this cool rock star. He gets all the girls, right?
Sherlock Holmes looking
sometimes
for clues.
Looking for clues. There's times he's like, who killed Joss? Let's try to find the clues. The gunfight scene.
And then
he's
when
Billy
they
the Kid.
Clues, they ignore them.
He's Billy the Kid, right? And then because he's the monster dog at the end of the movie, it's like he's a killer like Jack the Ripper.
Thought went into Jack's theory than went into anything
movie,
in this movie.
I guess I have an image out of control.
Oh, is it identis? Is it? It would be crisis. No, crisis.
The proper word would be the proper word would be crises.
That's what I thought. It was like crises or something.
Crises. He's identity crisis.
He says crises.
In the song, he says crises, but the word is crises. Is the proper word a crisis? In the plural is crises.
Identity crises.
That wouldn't have fit. Yeah, wouldn't fit the rhythm.
This right. You gotta like.
Oh, so if a word doesn't fit. Just make up a word.
He could say a multiple personality.
Take the last two letters and add it again.
That would fit.
Okay. Crisis. Last three words.
Oh my God. Or identity crises. Yeah, that would work.
Identity crises.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It would have worked.
All right, let's wrap this one up. We're going to go to Loved It, which is our positive reviews from
and
IMDb.
From Andy Wolf, Cody Wolf, and myself.
I know.
Loved it!
Hated it!
We have in an upcoming episode, we have a Loved It that I think may be from Andy Wolf. We'll see. We'll start off with... The review is titled a, quote, werewolf, end quote, film from author Tana Kuhn from the United States.
Tana.
Welcome to the program, Tana Kuhn.
All things considered, it's a decidedly average film. It moves at an okay pace, except for a far too long, obvious dream sequence. The redneck gang was pretty entertaining, even though they weren't played up enough. Pretty much everything in the film seemed to rush by, probably because they tried to do too much.
That's what I kept thinking this whole movie.
This movie is trying
too
much.
The expectations.
Way too much.
Yeah, and it really, I Tana Kuhn, you're right. This movie needed more redneck gang. I can't tell you.
Why couldn't they have been in sooner?
Yeah, far too little redneck
little longer.
Gang. And the next one is CMR Keyboardist from Sleesburg, Virginia, who gave this a 10.
Wait, can we? There's a place called Sleesburg, Virginia?
Yeah.
That can't be right.
That's where he says
Do you think
from.
He maybe meant Leesburg and accidentally hit the S, maybe?
It's possible.
Sleaze? Is it spelled Sleaze like Sleaze would be spelled?
No, just S-L-E-E-S-Berg.
Are you known as a
Sleesburg?
Like a Sleesburger?
Maybe
he's
from South Leesburg?
A
Sleezer or
a
Sleesburger?
He's a Sleesburger.
I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway, Sleesburg. Let's do this.
He gives it a 10 out of 10.
Oh,
Monster
nice.
And this is an excerpt from the full review. Alice Cooper's voice is dubbed over, and very bad special effects, except a hilarious scene when a bald guy gets the top of his head blown to pieces. But you can I try to keep the grammar to the review. But you can overlook this, because the movie saves itself with some decent atmosphere.
Yeah!
That's right.
I can't place it.
I knew you were from Sleesburg. you keep that really close to
I can't place it, but this flick can be creepy at times. Anyway, if you know before watching this movie that it's going to be bad, then you'll probably enjoy this. So I'm pretty much sure that CMR keyboardist is Andy Wolf with his comments about atmosphere. And
pretty
movies.
Much is my grammar.
Yeah.
Overlook.
Yeah.
I like the film. I'm not going to lie. It's terrible, but it's fun. And I would watch the sucker again any day.
I would not. For me, this was not so bad. I'm on my fourth watching of it.
I've seen it three times already.
My God.
Before the podcast, but I mean, I watched it the third time because of the podcast. I watched it voluntarily twice.
It is on Netflix instant streaming right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can see, if you have Netflix, you can see it for free.
Watch it right now.
Yeah, watch it instantly.
Right now. Don't waste another second.
Be like Jack the Reaper.
I think this is really only for big-time Alice Cooper fans. If you're a big fan of Alice Cooper, you may want to watch it.
Or if you like mood and atmosphere in your movies.
Okay, no. No.
Or if you're from Sleesburg.
But I still like the movie.
Yep.
Jack's trying to pick out one thing he liked.
Jack just tried to say something he liked and he drew a blank.
I still love it. I don't know why. I just do.
All right.
I'd watch it again.
All right. Well, that's
like spam. No one knows why they like it. They just do.
Jack just
because it's
threw
neat.
His microphone on the ground.
Because it's neat.
In protest.
Yeah, Jack just.
It was
threw
an
it
accident.
Down.
There, I'm re-mic'd.
All right. That is our episode for this week, Monster Dog. We are coming
is there
back.
There no trivia for this one.
There is one bit of trivia which is actually I think spoiled by a friend of ours on Facebook. I'll see if anybody saw this. Someone did post it. The director of this film made an even more famous, legendary bad movie.
Oh, I think I heard.
Does anybody know the famous? This is a movie
bad.
I know this. So bad, a documentary was made about how bad the movie is.
Oh, is that the Troll 2?
Troll 2. The director of this movie made Troll 2.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so that's what
that's
you're in
trivia
for.
On
if you get this on Netflix Instant, that's what you're in for. From the director of Troll 2.
From the director, that's what you Troll 2.
And one of the actors is in Pod People. If you're a fan of Mystery Science Theater, you will know Pod People very well.
One of the legendary.
Pod People is another horrible movie that features lots of incredibly high,
high people.
What's the word I'm looking for? Atmosphere, I suppose. Lots of fog, lots of dense fog, lots of bad day for night. Features a rock band trolling around the town with a van.
Guess I know what I'm doing tonight.
Aliens
and
killing
he's ordering
people.
This right now on Netflix. He's
Pod People. Yep. Atmosphere
it's
rock
be a pod
band.
People Sunday night.
80s atmosphere rock band. I'm in. Yeah. all right, we're gonna wrap. That's our episode for this week. We'll be back next week with Halloween Resurrection, also known as Halloween 8.
I don't know what it resurrected.
It resurrected the franchise and killed it. It died
simultaneously.
Yeah, the attempt to save the patient killed it.
It was an unsuccessful resurrection.
Yeah. All right, that is it. We'll be back next week. As always, follow us on Facebook. Stop the Movie. I Want to Get Out on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at Wind Up Films and
Jack Estabrook.
Jack Estabrook Live Tweets Films is live tweets of Monster Dog. Highly entertaining.
I did enjoy tweeting that. I don't get a chance to tweet all the movies though, but I tweet as many as I can just so the viewers at home know that. The listeners at home know that.
Very good.
Good tweet.
Good tweeting. Very good. All right, we'll be back next week. Goodbye. Jack.